the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Boom, 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 boom.
Look at you, you already nailed it.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I don't know the song. Taylor Dane.
Yeah.
What is the song, though?
What's the song?
She had huge lips.
Yeah, I know. What's that song? We call her Belle South because she had them DSLs. Now people are asking, what was Belle South?
I don't know.
Kids?
I want you here, shelter.
Oh, what's the name of the song?
Night. Is it called Na Na Na?
No.
Na Na
Na. Shelter?
I'll
be your shelter?
Yep.
God. The YMCA should play this song. They don't do that anymore.
Churches that turn into...
they don't do that anymore either.
Homeless camps.
When I was a kid, man, like you'd hear... Somebody would, you know, come to the church. It was, you know, having hot times, baby.
I need a cot. I need three hots in a cot, baby.
They'd say, hey, let's all go to the grocery store for these people, get them some groceries. Well, where are they going to stay? You know, whistling. No one in. Nobody's saying. They can go stay down at the Y.
I'm seeing a house right now actively getting taken over by squatters.
Really?
Where?
I don't know if I should say anything or not about it. Like, to the right people.
Why would your son and wife be thrown out while you're at work?
No.
That was a joke. Like, you and the squatter. Okay.
Yeah. No, this is, this started with two. Now it's up to four. And it's outside of the house. It's not in the house yet.
They're living in the yard?
No, it's on the porch.
They're living on the porch?
But it's a wraparound, and it's kind of off the road. It's not really woods.
Really?
But there's tall grass.
They got there not in Georgia because they could move right in. And
well, I mean, I don't know if they can here or not.
Georgia's having a battle with that. Like, all the, I don't know how the unsheltered,
uh-huh.
You know, we don't say homeless anymore. The unsheltered, I don't know how they could communicate.
Home insecure.
Unless they all have Obama phones still. We don't call them Trump phones.
No, we don't.
He would have sold them to them, so you know.
They're too small for Trump phones. You can't play games.
I can't compete with Mint Mobile.
Why can't I play games on this phone? I can play Nibbler. I want to play Candy Crush.
I did like Free Guy. It's a good movie. That's a good song. What brought this into your ether?
I don't even remember.
You thinking about ladies with big lips?
I think it always, first off.
She had them naturally, too. She had no filler.
That's your go-to?
I don't know if I saw it in a commercial
if
or not.
I see a woman with huge lips now. It's like the butt. I if I see a woman that is, you know,
blind,
fit is it would be, but just has a big old jiggly bubble ass, I'm assuming that it's fake.
I've seen the surgery of how involved that is, taking the fat out of your belly and putting it in your butt.
Is that what a BBL is?
Yes. And I've seen the stitches.
What's that stand
everything.
For?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you think it was? Big butt lips?
I mean, I didn't know. BBL.
It just looks like a lot.
That'd have been a good guess.
It sounds like someone writing the word Bible shorthand. Open your BBL.
Open your BBL, please. Congregation.
Talking to you, BBWs.
Talk about
put the potato chips down and open the book.
No.
Talking about you pogs, too.
If you were dating a woman and she took off her clothes and you see a roadmap of scars, what do you think of that? Because that's what it looks like to me.
Well.
Yeah, that looks painful.
My stretch marks look like scars, so, I mean, we could. That's no joke. I hate that. There's nothing you can do. I mean, there are.
Yes.
There are things. But I don't. I'm not vain enough to go under the knife for it.
Uh-oh.
You what? Can get a tummy tuck.
No, when I was on vacation, I was in another country. I didn't give two craps. Why is that? Why is it I don't care about my body around international folks? That's weird. I'm a proud American, that's why.
And if they're discolored, I know somebody who can tattoo them.
What color?
Skin color.
You peckerwood woman.
You said this color.
Sometimes which color are you talking about? Stretch marks are a different color than your skin.
Well,
so you can
mine,
your skin.
Mine aren't a different color.
Ooh,
it's more
orange?
Of a texture. I'll show you. No cameras. Put your phones down.
No cameras.
I'm not taking
she will make
pictures.
An AI.
make you an AI.
This
alien.
Is what Matt Whitford looked like. She made me a SpongeBob yesterday. I
you
loved
were
it.
Cute.
She even did the song,
on my
too.
Sides especially.
Rip them off, man. It's Pearl Snap.
I just Hulk Hoganed it. Here we go. Right there. See? You can't really...
It's kind of faint. You can almost see a hint of... not really an ad.
Why am I covering my nipple? I don't know.
I don't
There's
know.
Nothing.
It's, yeah, you can. I think the wisest thing would.
Do you have, like, if you talk about up here, do you have an ab? Like, I don't know.
Wow.
Oh my
like
God.
You got
that.
Like,
is the most.
You look like
Mark. I could say the F word right now and get away with it, couldn't I?
Like, you legit have like an outline of some kind of definition, but.
Well, okay, I'll tell you.
But up top here.
Let me get into the microphone.
Hey. A bodybuilder friend of mine had all that done.
You have the portfolio of friends. You do.
No, but I mean, he looks great.
You've got all the LGBTQs covered except for the pluses.
And he had pecs put in.
I bet he did.
I see he did. You have another one put in if he comes around here.
But right, yeah, so I'm not pulling my pants down, Paige.
I'm not.
Yeah, he is.
He can look.
But look, like... This is my hip, obviously. See, there's
is that the trick hip?
There's a scar.
Yeah, you
God,
can get
Paige,
that.
Look at the scar.
Yeah, you can
kiss
get that.
It, Paige.
That's what I'm saying. You can get that tattooed.
And I'll turn real quick.
That Watch scar. HR be the one day they come
oh,
in.
Oh my God.
This will be the day on a non-tooth. But look, so
it's doable.
I got this muffin top.
It's not that bad.
Muffin
It is. You're
no,
being
it's not.
Nice.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, you can get it.
I got the stump.
It's like having
I can
a baby.
Pick it up and hold it.
Okay, so do you want to?
I don't want to go under the knife. I just hate
really?
It.
No, could you scrunchy it to the side?
As a man, and I'm fine with alternative dudes, right? But
no,
as nice. A man, if I went in and got put.
have you not been on Instagram,
Jasper? How'd your grandpa die? In surgery. Oh, really? What happened? He was getting his muffin top removed. They told him to count back from 10.
I don't
think get past 7. He was a goner.
I don't think it's that invasive, right? They just kind of.
Yeah, but you know how it is. Oh, it's not?
I don't think it is.
Well,
I think they kind of.
It's not that bad.
I would be. That's the most. In my mind, in Paige thinks I'm a narcissist, but it's more of a megalomaniac. But what it is that I would feel so vain doing that. I would feel
really?
Like, God, that money would have been better suited for something else.
Does it physically hurt now? Or is
no.
There, okay.
Well. It's like, but it's weird to pick up and hold parts of your body, you know, like that.
Yeah.
If you love your body that way.
No, I'm not like that. I'm not like, ooh, I'm depressed.
I don't
I'm
think
glad
I've
lost
if
the weight.
If you're... comfortable, don't change it.
You know, Jelly Roll talked about this, having the skin surgery. Like, you'll have big scars, but...
Yeah, look what happened to him.
Yeah, got divorced.
Bunny liked big, chubby Jelly.
She's the chubby chaser. That's why it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if, you know...
They're but still friends.
But, yeah, I
would you do it if somebody asked you to do it?
No.
Like...
If I won a contest?
Like, you know, you say you get involved with, you know...
That'd be a brilliant idea for a plastic surgeon to do. Like, do a video, send in videos about what is
what
wrong with
like.
Your body that you don't like. We'll put them up on our social media, and people will vote on them. God, that would be huge.
You know who's going to win.
And they can share them on Facebook because it's, you know, it's like the breastfeeding stuff. It goes
yeah.
under the guise of medical. So they could show all the, and they don't put your face in it, right? And then the winner, mm-hmm. they get the free
That's what's going to win.
Boob
like,
job.
I don't like these hangers I got. And they're like, okay.
A woman would absolutely win. I'd never have a chance. I can't get in Artisphere, and I'm from Greenville.
Why can't you get in?
Because they're hoity-toity, bougie bitches. I'll never get in now, but who cares?
I don't understand. What
you know what?
I'll call Knox.
Back in the day, you were looking down, A, because you wouldn't have your nose in the air, but B, you were looking for pennies on the ground and such. Nowadays, this whole, I don't like the bougie Greenville. It makes me just, like, I was proud. I mean, I'm still proud, like, of Greenville and stuff, but I don't like to hear other people from other cities.
Yeah.
Like, you know, other surrounding cities say, wow, well, Greenville's all, well, I can't afford to go to Greenville. I'm like, God, that sucks.
Or people that are nouveau riche come in.
I don't know what the heck that means.
I don't know that
and
one.
And come in and think.
New money?
Yeah, they're, you know.
Nouveau
yeah.
riche. I love that.
Look at that. I did ride across the new Church Street Bridge. By God, it feels great.
Is it nice?
I wanted to go backwards and do it again.
They did it pretty fast considering what that was. You yeah. know, they only screwed up a couple basketball tournaments.
What if I call the mayor to get you an artifice?
I don't know. Well,
I think we can pull some strings there.
I only call him if I have a real estate matter.
And I remember looking at a car lot and knowing that this man had money. But he.
Oh, you know, really?
That.
How could you tell?
Because he was old money, and I knew him from his family. And people ignored him because they didn't think he had any money. See, and I laughed. I was like, nobody hit on you, but you're all over these people.
That's always and the way. Could, if they
could,
dress...
He could buy every single car in this lot.
If they dress like... I mean, if you can look across the room and tell those are Givenchy this or Gucci that or whatever. You know, nowadays they put it real big, you know.
Was he a round man with a square deal by chance?
For years, I saw the Gucci belt. I didn't know what that was. Until, you know, like
it's out in space,
it invaded
right?
like rap and stuff. And I'm always a Gucci belt.
And that's not real popular anymore, that kind of stuff.
Rappers ruined it.
Rich people aren't. They don't want to wear someone else's.
Like the real, real rich people.
They don't wear that.
They don't want to advertise it. First, they're going to get robbed.
And they're hiding in cities like ours, too.
Yeah.
What real, dude.
Like mega rich.
And see, even that's going to get screwed up now.
They're in Knoxville, Chattanooga, like any mid-sized city you can think of.
So what happens? Middle class and poor people screw it up for rich people. The rich people find these exotic locations and they screw up and they tell like their help say, they say, hey, Mrs. Pirtle, how was your vacation? Where'd you go? I went to Tulum. Oh, where is, where was that? Oh, it's in, I thought you didn't like Mexico, Miss Pirtle.
Now that
well,
Mexico.
This is a different part. And,
this is the part where all the white people go, okay, and they go to the beach.
Yeah, it's like Turks and Caicos. Like, I swear
why
to God.
Why would I say that?
I thought Turks and Caicos was like a made-up, like, country. Like, they're making up a name because they don't want to tell you where they really went. It just became like a little thing. And I looked it up on a map. It's like, oh, it's a real place.
We went to Haiti. Like, okay.
I wouldn't mind going to Haiti just to see what like.
You would no, die.
The people from there called haters.
They should be. Haters may be greater.
It's Haitians. I know that because they used to drink their treat.
I wish you were
Tahitian.
In.
Never mind.
Tahitian treat.
Tahiti. That's not. Is that still a place?
I don't think it ever was, right?
Oh, yes, it was.
Was it a discotheque back in the day?
Dude, Price is Right. Gave away freaking, or was it Tijuana? No, it was Tahiti.
No, you're thinking of Tijuana Mamas. Hot Winnie's.
Isn't it weird? There's no, you know, you couldn't have Tijuana Daddies. And expect a guy to put it in his mouth, considering what it is. Same thing with the Bahamian daddy. You gonna order that at a bar? Hell no.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Blank your daddy, bitch.
I know that's you right. Know?
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best
fine.
Damn audio.
Hey, we'll do this together.
Oh.
Normally what happens is, because you know, people probably think it's a bit, like I don't know how to do a lot of tech stuff. So when I get my clips. What?
Like any of it?
None.
I mean, some things. I'll tell you, freaking Gemini is good for that. Like I got a new...
You know what you want to work on today, man?
I got a new tech thing at the house.
Yeah.
And
computer?
No.
That's what they call it.
It's like I don't want to say it. It sounds bougie. Anyway, I got this thing. And I was like, you know, me looking at instructions, it's like trying to read Braille or something like that. So, by the way, they won the World Cup match. I saw it.
They did. You did build the entertainment center on top of the table.
It was brilliant.
But you built it.
Thank you for that.
And I should not make any more Pollock jokes, should I?
Man, I don't know if you can anymore.
I shouldn't say Pollock, should
I'm
I?
I'm only Pollock by marriage.
Well, I wasn't looking at you when I said it.
That's what I'm thinking of when you make the jokes, though, like screen doors on the submarines. And
oh, yeah,
stuff like
light bulbs.
Yeah.
That's the one I go
I meet
go
a
for.
Lot of Ukrainian and Russian people and Polish people, and they see my name.
Yeah.
And I go, I've never been there. Don't speak all
what
the
What if you say, as long as your money's green, it says, what do you mean? I have card. It is red.
That's all I care about.
It's red, and with that accent, are you a commie?
Well, I'll take all the makeup you have right now.
God,
isn't that weird?
Would this be on your credit card?
Do communists get mad when you call them commies? Because I know transsexuals get mad when you do that to their thing.
Yeah, do they even know what that word is, though? Does that translate across the world?
La comunista. Okay, let's get to business. So
I guess because of Richard Marx it is.
Normally, oh, what was her line from yesterday?
God dang it, what was it?
Skid vicious.
Yes!
Skid vicious. You made me think of Richard's cousin, Skid.
I was thinking down the hall.
Yeah. So normally I send the bits to Fatboy, or the clips for Best Damn Audio, and I'm like, hey, here's mine. And then the morning of, being today, he says, okay, we're going to start with this clip that I got. He won't tell me. You know, I like to play into not knowing. And then he'll say, and then we're going to do your clip about the farting preacher. And then we'll do one of mine. And so anyway, I just looked at him 30 seconds before coming back just now. I said, hey, you didn't tell me the order.
We were jaw-jacking.
So Fatboy can, like, literally host this, and then I'll commentate on the portions that I do know.
Is this a contest? Yeah. Are you competing against each other?
No, this is a co-presentation. Oh, we tried that, and it got vicious.
Quick random thought and idea. We have a fishing podcast called The Codcast. Or it's about crotch pieces, either way.
I bet you a grand that it's already taken.
And I bet you Odyssey bought it already, too.
Probably so.
So you're actually going to kick it off, and your first clip contains a very famous line as uttered on a reality show from back in the day.
Oh,
yes, yes. So I searched high and low for this because we used to have this in our system. We had she was called a web mistress, which I think now, because of Me Too, she'd be a webmaster again, which some people are like, you shouldn't even say that.
I just can't do that one.
She'd be the IT supervisor. But anyway, she went on this show called Wife Swap. Now, many of you that are from Simpsonville are saying, oh, it sounds like a Saturday night. No, I'm not swinging. The one wife would go live with the one husband and kids and blah, 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 and they'd change them, and then they'd say at the end, oh. Well, they had this very conservative Christian family, and then they brought in this this wild woman.
You were on Wife Swap that episode.
I was in, so was Paige. We were in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to be out of it.
They found out she worked in radio, our web mistress. And it sounds like she's like cheating on her husband only on the internet. Web mistress. They said, oh, you work in radio. Well, can we film you on the radio? Well, I just sit at a desk. Well, could you go in? So we pretended to do a bit with her in the studio. And we weren't even on the air. It was crazy. So I was on ABC Prime.
Yeah.
So were you, Paige?
I was for a little bit.
That was pre-Fat Boy. He was still...
That was BFB.
Doing hot tub work for Bucky Dent.
I wore my logos on purpose because I knew they wouldn't film me, so I wouldn't be in a lot of the scenes.
That's a big blur, though.
Yeah.
Blur out the top of those logos.
Yeah, here's a black halter top.
All right.
So anyway, there was this clip that we played for 15 freaking years on the we called it the hot keys button machine. I could just sit in here and hit these hot keys and play these sound effects.
I hate when you had it too, because you'd scroll and scroll and I can't find it. Like, I gave you a sheet.
Yeah, and no offense to me or you or anyone, but like Stone Man and or the trash people or the janitors. Throw them away.
Yeah, what is this? Is this information on a paper? You don't need this, do you?
Anyway,
sanitizer, you don't need that either, do you?
Paige is going to snail trail out of here after she hears this, because I went through so many clips. Me, my freaking self. I'm not even kidding you, like an hour's worth of finger work.
This is hot.
For this. Work. Yeah, I wasn't doing leg work. I wasn't doing that. Here it is, Paige. I've got it again.
If everybody would look back at everything I've been saying and preaching and praying and saying, I've been saying I am a spiritual warrior because I feel like I'm a spiritual warrior. Like, I've had to put armor on just to walk out that house. I've had enough. Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark sided. She's not a Christian.
Hey, there it is.
Got it back.
I love it.
Yeah, boys.
Dude, that was a day when it was raining.
I was like, why do I know this voice?
It was raining. Mrs. X was out of town. My daughter wasn't speaking to me that day.
It's messed up.
Nah, she had laryngitis. And I was like, God, man, I kept hearing that in my head. She's not a Christian.
The way she was talking and so nervous.
Kind of like how it came up. You found it, too.
I know. I literally just Googled and YouTubed till I found that one clip, and so it's back.
Well, this guy here, I'm kind of hooked on his videos because he's the guy who walks around and says MF-er casually, like, you know, just the way he says it.
Yeah.
And it catches people off guard. They don't know how to react to it. So he goes to get his oil changed, and he's doing it to the oil attendant, if you will. Just starts spouting and calling him an MF-er.
What, does he do it so fast where they can't notice it?
Not really.
Like the guy who kind of says, like, gay things to people at Walmart real fast so they don't notice?
He just does it a lot. It might be the same guy, or okay, they might be in the same little troop.
Maybe. I enjoy watching them. I would not want to be a victim of one of these.
Well, this guy gets real pissed. The oil guy.
Excuse me, motherfucker. How much would an oil change be? Do you mind getting off your phone, watching a movie, and help me with my question, please? Just cut the movie off.
No, and don't call me a motherfucker again.
Excuse me, motherfucker. I just have a question about my oil.
Walk off.
Shut the game off.
Walk off.
Sir, I just have a question.
Randy!
You're dismissed. Go get me, Randy.
Walk off.
You're dismissed, motherfucker. You're watching a movie, you're messing around. Just how I talk from where I'm from.
I don't give a sh.
I'm from Springfield. We just call people like mother this.
From. You don't call me a motherfucker. You don't walk up to me and say, excuse me, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I just came up to him and I was like, how much is the oil change? And then he said,
no, you
get
said,
out of
hey,
here, motherfucker.
No, you said, hey, motherfucker.
Just, no.
No, you're full of sh.
I said, no, this is what happened. You're dismissed. I already told you that.
You're
once.
Dismissed. Walk off.
No, oh, okay, this is.
Let's talk this way. Come on.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. No, you're dismissed, motherfucker.
Don't talk to him. Don't talk to
okay,
him.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're dismissed.
I got you.
Dude, Randy's the manager.
Randy's been to all the seminars about how to handle unruly customers.
She had to step in. You tell the guy he's probably got about he's got about three teeth in his head. He said, you don't call me a mother.
He's used all the soaps in the world. His hands are still black from all the oil.
Yeah.
You know.
At the Gojo Pumice.
I'll tell you, like, I'm sitting, I'm listening, and I am smiling, but I'm like, dude, that guy... What's the point of view? Like, is he doing this with the meta glasses, or does he have a phone out?
I can't tell, but you see his point of view. I don't know if he's using the camera or what, but, you know.
Now I got to quit wearing sunglasses everywhere, inside and out, because people are going to think, God, he's got on meta glasses. I ain't talking to him.
Do I know somebody?
No one's going to share secrets with me anymore.
No, they won't.
Somebody just got some. They're like, you know what? I'll just treat myself to.
Amazon sells a thing where you can put the thing on there that. It's not a cover. It's some kind of little thing that grafts on the side that makes the blinking thing not show up. So it would just look like you're wearing.
Oh, okay. Black, you don't have to tell people.
Or it wouldn't be blinking that it would. But most people aren't going to see, you know, glasses blinking and assume, oh, those you're filming me. Oh,
yeah. I saw them at Bass Pro Shops.
We're going to have, you know, and God, I don't want to hear. I don't want to see it. But like, what are these kids going to get shot? Going into these places and
filming,
messing with it.
Yeah, man. Et cetera.
Or are they going to sneak into, you know, women changing or, you know?
Yeah, go do fun things. Don't mess with people while they're trying to change.
Drop your glasses on the floor.
Stop with the monkey business.
Hey!
They're a grease monkey.
You're actually going to do this clip.
Okay. And
it's a PSA from a famous master of the universe, you could say.
It is.
What? I would say, which I just watched that movie, by the way.
Was it good?
Oh, God, me too.
What? I didn't think it was bad.
What if you watch it at the same time,
like they
same
took
day?
Looked like they took Masters of the Universe and put it into a Marvel AI generator, and it turned it into Marvel.
Yeah,
World.
A little bit. Now some
it
of the
was
humor,
pretty, though.
Some of the humor was misplaced.
A lot of double entendres that seem like some of the stuff Mr. Fantastic says. Like, wow.
It was like kind of out of nowhere.
That was that for the parents, I think. Yeah, this is why I chose this one. Again, like I said earlier, used to 80s and 90s TV shows for kids would have a little message at the end, and here's another one of those.
Shira and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal, your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it.
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor, or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
Right on!
What they don't tell you is when you tell somebody, you have to say it like He-Man, so you'd have to be like, I just got fisted!
Yeah, and you have to have on like a metal singlet. And you've got to have on fur boots.
Actually, the
something that only Prince could pull off. You look like you're one of the pirate raiders from freaking WWE. You gotta wear those fur boots.
The guy touched He-Man and actually said, I have the penis!
Yeah. And you've also got to have the Knights Templar logo on the front. I noticed they've kind of shied away from that in the movie.
Yeah.
That was literally a Knights Templar cross on He-Man.
Mm. Plus, they didn't use Battle Cat enough, I didn't think. Which I guess they're building him up for the second movie.
You can already tell they're going to, what do you call it, when they... one character pulls away and does it. Like, there's going to be a She-Ra for sure. Like Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
Supergirl's going to be huge. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
We'll take a little break.
We'll take a break. What will we come back with?
I got how to cancel a cable bill. This is how you do it, step by step.
This is how you do it.
Oh, yep. All right. I'll tell you what to say.
Well,
it's going to be golden.
I have for you more television show PSAs. Some of these are about drugs. Some are about touchy-touchy.
Oh.
They don't talk about it. Now's the time when they need to be telling kids at the end.
Yes, during the summer.
I'm Blippi. You just found out I'm a girl, by the way. Right? Bluey. Hi, I'm Bluey. By the way, if somebody comes up and puts their paws somewhere that you don't want them to be, you know.
I was thinking Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
If somebody grabs your paw and puts it somewhere it's not supposed to go.
That's it.
Right.
Don't grab my
paw.
Call us.
Call Counselor Dog. Call McGruff.
Scruff McGruff. Chicago, Illinois. 60652.
You better watch that number. Last time we gave out singing jingle phone numbers, it was a sex line.
What? I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
The best.
The best. The best.
Oh, pardon,
best,
good.
Best. Best. Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Don't forget, I didn't even say this earlier, and I'm not very professional today, and I apologize for that. Good morning, everybody.
Well, you can slip. That's cool.
Now, if it made you laugh, there's a chance that it's probably terrible, but still, tag us anyway. you can tag Fatboy at Fatboy933. It's real easy to remember because his name's Fatboy. And our main station here out of Greenville is 93.3 The Planet. So Fatboy933, see?
So you can tag Mattman at OHMAFFEW because that's how Diddy used to say it, Matthew.
Not Puff Daddy, my daddy.
Diddy.
But I pronounce it Diddy.
Yeah. He was Diddy first.
He was.
I'd do something crazy. Oh, Matthew. So, yeah, that's how I honor my father.
We do watch them all if you tag us or send them to us.
Yeah. But if we don't reply,
means it sucks.
I still will like the tag. I will. I do give it that or whatever. But if you've got something that like made you snort, laugh, or like start breathing real hard, and you thought you were like having a heart attack as you were laughing,
yeah, we want to
tag
see
us.
It.
We want to. Well, we want to hear it too.
Yeah.
More importantly,
I'll kick this one off. You know my rule about having clips of kids is I usually don't like doing it. I don't like the old cute kid clip stuff. You know.
No, you're. You're pro-abortion.
So they got to be something filthy, right?
What the hell?
So it's gotten through me. So here's when you ask your kids, say something mean to mommy.
Oh.
You're going to get it. Now that starts off cute, but then it takes a
turn. They're going to repeat something they heard daddy say, right?
Oh, my God.
I think so, actually.
Hey, Lucy.
Yes.
Can you say something mean to mommy?
Your butt's as flat as paper.
Oh. Hey, Freya, can you say something mean to mommy?
You're so fat, Quinn couldn't even hold you.
Baby.
Yeah.
Can you say something mean to mommy?
Yeah.
What?
You bitch.
That's the youngest kid of the whole clan. Not an actual clan, but the family.
Oh, I didn't think they let kids in when they're 18. It's like the military.
I don't think I've ever said that to
Paige
my mother.
Where did that kid learn that to
Golly
say God. That to moms?
Yeah. You know what? So, like, you think, like, did the kid get in trouble for that? Or did mom get a million views and she's like, hey, do it again?
Yeah, that part.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Like, you get one.
Yeah. And suddenly when, you know, they go through puberty, the cussing kid's not cute anymore. Fat boy would hate it.
If I browse the TikTok videos, the live videos, and I hear a kid in the background, I'll say, hey, let the kid cuss. And sometimes it works. And sometimes
you are the devil. You really are.
Satan.
Let the kid cuss.
Well, I'm going to transition into something completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different, but not my gender. This one actually came. I love this. P1 Morgan Swollen sent this one. Or he tagged me in it. By the way, if you leave now for the concert this weekend, Morgan Wallen, you'll get there by kickoff of the LSU game.
Nice.
So if you leave now,
and that's the road game too.
You'll get there. Oh, really? Yep. Well, damn it. Damn it.
I wonder why you asked me.
Dang it.
Why is he asking me?
Well, play along. It's a home game. PSAs about drugs. We had the one about, you know, getting touched by adults. And they brought to us by Masters of the Universe earlier. The 80s and 90s shows, they did that. This person right here self-confessed, started drinking at the age of 9, smoking weed at 10, and doing cocaine at 12.
God.
But here she is with a song in the 90s about not doing drugs.
No, no, just say no. Users are losers, and losers are users. So don't use drugs, don't use drugs. Winners don't use, and users don't win. So don't use drugs, don't use drugs. No, no.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I was about to say, I cannot place who that is.
I can see her messing up some of the lyrics.
No, no.
Don't use drugs.
Losers are users, not use drugs. I went into rehab at 13 and divorced my parents at 14. Don't do drugs.
She had a rough life.
Her grandpa was Lionel.
Richie? Hemingway.
Not from Jefferson.
Isn't she Hemingway?
No. Papa. No.
Dang it. Hey, do you want to...
When you say Big Papa around Paige, she thinks of Ernest Hemingway.
No, she don't think about the Notorious Big. Right. You want to keep it going on that tip?
Yeah,
I kind of messed up.
Oh, you want to bounce one?
Yeah, you can...
Yeah. Well, again, I don't know this guy did drugs, but I know he did some tugs. Here's another...
That's a good one.
Paige, scream the name when you figure out who this is. We'll let it play, but just... Actually, don't. That would mess it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to watch your facial expression when you figure this one out. Here we go. Another anti-drug infomercial from the 90s.
This is crack. Rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool, but doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
Oh, I don't want to die. It's a crack away.
That's not his heart. That's him.
That's him tugging it.
Those are the tugs. Do you know who it is?
Paige, do you know?
I think she knows. Oh, my God. She don't know.
Paige, you don't know.
I don't know.
I could have got it just by him saying the word crack.
Are we referencing?
I'll give you a hint off air.
Oh my God.
Who is it?
I can't remember his name.
I'll let it go.
I just said arrested for masturbating.
What?
He was probably the first one ever flossed too, actually.
God, he did. He was flossing with tall, big old clunky disco shoes on.
Yes.
Oh my God, you can't remember his name.
Pee-wee!
Pee-wee! Not
Tequila.
Reese.
Not Pee Wee Reese, no.
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 Well, if you see this guy out on the roads, he's probably got the worst road rage ever. Stay out of his way. Especially if you hear the horn or if you have a broken down bus. This guy hit every obstacle on the way home and just lost it. And he tells you he's got to get off the road.
This sounds like falling down.
You know what? It's pretty close.
I hate this damn road. Now the motherfucking bus broke down. Fix your fucking bus, bitch. Jesus Christ. Now everyone's fucking cutting over. Come on, the light's green, you fucking asshole. Let's go. Come on, motherfucking fly boy. Fucking stupid ass fucking muffler like you got a damn race car. I hate that shit. The Honda Civic, you fucking fake phony ass motherfucker. Construction everywhere. You got buses breaking down, and we got Pedro here with the loudest damn muffler in the world. U.S. Army. Yeah, thanks for your service. Thanks for your service, bud. Now take the f***ing muffler off! Damn these motherfuckers on this road, bro. I gotta get home, man. I gotta get the f*** off the road. That's it, man. I'm f***ing done. I'm toast right now.
He's telling, you know what? Maybe that would stop violence on the highway.
I was going to say, like, maybe getting it out before you get home yes. to your wife and kids.
Yep. That would, you know, look.
God, you know, I want to say, oh, he's playing it up for the camera, but no, he's not.
No. Film yourself, you know.
Hey, film yourself.
Film yourself.
Go film yourself.
Especially if you talk to the cable company and you get pissed off, you know, you're going to want to film yourself.
Could you say that if you're a professor at Tri-County Tech? Hey, go film yourself. It's a project this weekend.
God. It sounds like a mixer for, you know, young professors.
Film yourself.
Can you even call it a mixer anymore?
I don't think you can. It? It's called intergender.
Here's a lady who's canceling her cable bill. And you know what? Feel free to use it as your playbook. If that's still an issue for some people to cancel their cable bill.
Man, I haven't had one in so long.
Me neither.
Yeah, we get it for free.
Well, this chick ain't going to have one for a long time.
Anymore, and I don't want to f***ing pay any cancellation fees because I'm going to tell you to eat my ass and put the credit to that because I've been on the phone for over an hour getting transferred like I'm some f***ing whore being changed in between people right now. Like, I don't want to keep dealing with this. I've been dealing with it forever. I'm literally doing clients working trying to figure this out, and even on my day off, it's always an issue. Like, it's too much already. It's too much. It's in June right now, and I've been dealing with this since December. So if you want to transfer me to anyone, transfer me to the ass who f***ing signed me up for this thing because he didn't, like, you know what, I got his personal number actually in my f***ing email, and I'm about to crash out on him right now like I'm doing to you. It's ridiculous already. I've been on hold forever.
God.
Hmm.
Such anger.
How may I help
you? Was she calling in between gym and tanning or between tanning and laundrying?
Well, it's not like she's doing hair when she's doing it. So she's got somebody in her chair, the hair chair.
Was that his name? Hi, what's up? My real name's Jerry, but my friends call me Hair.
I'm in the hair chair.
I'm friends with Fat Boy's friend, Booby.
Booby! Actually, we got one more. I lied to you. I forgot about this one.
Well, that's the first.
Hey, what you doing up so late? Oh, couldn't sleep, you know.
Yeah, this is night watch duty. It's for the birds. Hey, my friend, you're hanging out of your shorts there.
Oh. How did that happen?
Leave it out. Doesn't offend us.
Yeah, it might make staying up this late all worthwhile.
Well, the night isn't getting any younger.
Oh. That's the movie Pee Wee was watching.
For discussion.
That was actually from the Griff Reaper from Instagram.
Man, now we know why he had the freaking genie's head in a box.
Oh, God.
I told you wrong. There's one more, actually.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, Alex.
What the f*** is your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a goddamn f***ing Russian?
Yeah.
You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
You piece of
shit. Don't do
you
drugs.
Damn f***er. Listen, Ed, you have f***ing crossed the line.
God.
Get that through your goddamn f***ing head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have f***ed this country over and gang the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off claiming I'm the enemy. You got that, you damn son of a bitch? Fill your hand. I'm sorry, but I'm done. You start calling me a foreign agent. Those are f***ing fighting words. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I've never been involved in an argument. You know what? You called me a son of a bitch. Well, you're a foreign agent.
Stop pushing your...
You son of a gun. Stop tape.
Stop tape.
Oh, my God.
I
will go get a title loan and take you to lunch if you if you can produce the Alex Jones Trump audio.
Oh, I got to go find it. I'd hate you to pay 1,000% interest, though.
Well, I mean, it would be worth it. I think you'd say $1,000 for lunch.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.